You look wonderful, Stephen.
Just... Am I centered?
Oh, now you won't. I'm already rolling, mate. But now you won't. Come on.
I think I'm in the middle now.
You think?
See that line in the middle of my head? Is that right?
That is. Also, the little black dot on your desk.
Yep. It's that, a little bit off. A little bit off here.
Are you sure your belly button's not off?
No. My belly button's never off, mate. Are we recording already?
Yeah.
Oh. Jeez. Jeez Louise.
I got nothing, though.
You do have nothing, literally.
Oh, I do have nothing.
You've got nothing.
We'll get to that. That's a
tease. And you're boring.
Wow.
Stay tuned to know why I've called Trevor boring.
It's school holidays. And like some people send me an email, they go, oh, did you get that? I'm like, no, I didn't see anything because I'm trying to
entertain my kids. So school holidays, basically, you just detach, don't you? You've got more important things to worry about. That is your children on school holidays.
Yep. So I'd prefer to play Minecraft with my kids.
I can no longer use that as an excuse. But my kids being all in their 20s, I could say, look, it's school holidays. They go, mate, your youngest daughter's 23.
Yeah, but my wife's a teacher, so we get to spend time together.
Yeah, true. True that. I could use Joe. Yeah, she's on holidays at the moment too. You know what I mean. I can use Joe as an excuse and say, "I'm sorry, I've got to help my wife with something." She's
yeah,
on
it would
school.
Be okay if she's you on weren't taking holidays 7 months off at the end of the year.
She's on school holidays and she's decided to start a project, and I've got to help her. Yeah,
has she?
No,
mate. Projects, honestly.
Home project. How are the Renos going?
The
mate?
Bathrooms are done.
Okay.
Just some little final finishing touches. Yeah. The
spares no expense to doing very well.
Oh, shut
as
up.
Well.
The gutters were done, and to do that, they had to trim a tree. I said, just rip it out. So they just ripped a tree at the front of it. It's like a bush that had grown too high. So the front of our house just looks exposed, like naked and exposed right now.
Call the Environmental Protection Agency.
No, it was a bush. It was a shrub. It was a shrub.
Really?
A small shrub.
Looks bigger than a shrub. Shrub.
Not the gum tree.
It exposed the whole front of your house.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Right. Okay.
It had grown a lot. And then that's left a big patch of dirt now, which should be grass. I've now manicured that. But anyway, and then so then the roof guys came. So it's funny because the gutter guy's there for like 2 days, you know, just up on the roof doing bits and pieces.
Yeah.
And then on Monday, or maybe Tuesday, the roof guys came. They were coming to take off basically all the edge tiles and all the roof cap and put in all the cement again. So re-cement everything and put in all this new edge capping and stuff. And, mate, Amanda goes, how long are they going to be here for? I said, listen, it's like an ant army up there. I'm pretty sure they're going to be one-day job. Mate, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, they were packing up. Are they gone? They just came in and did it. It was
smashed
awesome. Yeah, absolutely smashed it.
So basically the next season of The Block's being filmed at Trevor's.
Yeah, and I'm not in it because just so hard.
Scotty Cam.
Tools down. So the feet for the solar panels go on Wednesday. The painter for the exterior, like all the white, is going to be repainted next week. Yep. The week after that, the guy's going to come and paint the roof.
Okay.
And then after that, the solar panels can go on.
Solar panels? Can I give you a tip on the solar panels?
Sure.
Get them bird-proofed. So, you know, the solar panels sit on your roof, right?
Yeah,
you know, you've got the legs.
Yeah.
So they've got to sit up off your roof at an angle.
Obviously,
and there's space underneath.
Yes.
Birds come straight in there and build nests.
Yeah, right.
So I didn't have that straight away, but I actually had to do it later because there was just pigeons and birds there. I had to cage them off to make them bird-proof.
Did you go up and do it yourself?
No, I hired someone to do it. See, if I'd do that myself, I'd kill myself.
That's like when the guys were packing up at the roof, I was looking at them and going, I didn't see it happen. I was working.
You never had your drone up there filming?
No, Harry said I should do that.
Yeah.
And I went out and there was a bloke, he had a tile and he was, you know, it was like laying bricks. They were putting cement down. And I went, that's what you're doing. And he goes, what do you mean? I went, mate, I got no idea what you're doing. I just know it needs to be done and it's done.
Yeah.
And then this lovely old
Can't
bloke.
Can't wait to see your invoice then if you don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, no, they were all young blokes, but there was one older bloke.
Yeah.
And he'd been up there, he was cleaning up. And he goes, you're the gadget guy. And I went, yeah, yeah, guys, that explains that lawnmower out the back. Because they're on the roof and I can hear them go,
they can hear it. Oh,
that's a bloody lawnmower.
Lawnmower.
I've got the EcoVacs out the back and they're just looking at going, what's going on here?
Yeah, nice.
I really put them off for a little while there. So,
boom.
So, yeah, mate, a couple more steps and then I'm done with spending money. And I can't spend more money because I'm broke.
Yeah, you're tapped out, aren't you now?
Yeah, pretty
Is that it? Tapped out?
Very much so. Yeah, and it's like, have we got any more money? I went, no.
No.
No, we don't.
No, the bank's got all the money.
Oh, there is one more thing in the budget, which is a new front door.
Oh.
because the front door's very
You're
going
to hang that yourself, mate? Or get a professional?
Absolutely
Are
not.
Are you going to get a screen door too, or just the front door?
I mean, apparently got a screen door. Well. I don't know what keep, it's made. I don't make those decisions.
You're going to keep this old screen door and have a new front door?
No, definitely not.
Everything's out?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm in the market for a new screen door myself.
Really?
Yeah, I am. I want to get a new screen door.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That's it.
Put the call out. We've got screen doors.
Screen door. No,
two blokes looking for screen doors.
Mate, I'll go to Bunnings or get someone to quote me. Like it's, maybe Crimsafe.
What's wrong with your screen door?
Oh, it's just old. Yeah. Paint's starting to come off it a bit.
Oh, okay.
The screen, the wires.
There's a screen door at the back of our house. And when I was, on the weekend, we went hard on the backyard.
We've got sliding screen doors at
Pressure
our
washer. Well. Like the backyard looks real good now.
Yep.
And Amanda goes, can you clean the back door? And I opened the door, jammed open and pressure washed it.
Can you clean the back door?
It looks brand new.
Can you clean the back door? Sure, Trevor says, sure, I'll get the gurney out. Bushka. Joe asked me that last week. Can you clean the back? I went, yeah, sure thing. I clean the back regularly. I'll do that for you.
Anyway, it's a cream-coloured back door.
The back deck,
and
she
so
said.
I pressure washed it.
Yep.
And, mate, everything, it just looks it looks brand new. We also took all of the fly screens off the kids, all the bedrooms.
All the windows,
and pressure washed those. And, mate, it just,
course.
It's the little things you don't do that you really should do more regularly.
That's a bit of maintenance. They're big jobs, and it's not like it's a once a year sort of thing. It's not you do it like you do it every week.
Yeah, hey? We went all out. It was put in the man to put it in the diary. Like on Friday, I got a new event in Long Family.
Yes,
cleaning backyard. Please help.
Okay,
I went. Oh, I guess that's what I'm doing tomorrow.
Remind me to talk to you about the smoke alarm dramas I had at my place.
Oh, no,
you've
told me. I look forward to sharing them in the private.
I'm going to write it down on the list here so we don't forget. Okay?
All right,
there's a few. I'm going to be adding to this list.
That's the private feed.
So make sure you tune into the private feed.
And to the person that said, I can't search for the... No, the private feed is unlisted on YouTube.
Yes.
You need to go to the Two Blokes Talking Tech episode. Click the link.
Yeah.
All right. It's in the description.
Click the link below in this. And should we say, click on the subscribe button and like us? And is that what happens on YouTube?
I don't care about that. Also, this is on Facebook. I have started putting the private link in the Facebook notes as well. Yes.
Hey.
Which does concern me because it does expose the private feed to more people.
What's wrong with that?
Jackson the other day is going, I heard you talking about that on the... I went, mate, just drop off.
Private feed?
Mum doesn't need to know about it. She goes, I know you talk about me because people say stuff. And I'm like,
really?
Okay, fair enough.
Oh, wow.
She still won't listen, though.
Be careful.
Couldn't be harassed.
So I tell Joe when we talk about it. She goes, okay.
I still think we should call them.
Most of the time.
Patch
you reckon
them in.
get them on the line? Patch. And or pretend they're not on air, or they'd have to know they're on air. They don't want to be coming out with something that you don't want.
Mate, if I rang my wife, she'd assume I was on air. Like, we don't call.
What?
We text.
Okay.
That's how our relationship is
formed.
So
if you called her right now, she'd think,
what's wrong?
What's wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
All right, let's get on with it.
Welcome to Two Blokes Talking Tech.
Not a bad price.
With Trevor Long from EFTM.com.
Really handy device.
And Stephen Fennec from techguide.com.au.
That's right, episode 629 of Two Blokes Talking Tech. Thanks to Arlo and Netgear. We'll tell you more about them for your home security needs and your networking needs shortly. Can't wait to talk about Arlo, Stephen. I know you're pumped.
Arlo, absolutely, yeah. It's coming up to Mother's Day. They've already got their Mother's Day plans, would
really?
You believe? Yeah,
I got nothing.
That's embargo till early May, I should say. So,
oh,
we are hearing about the deals. If you, I won't tell you what they are, but there's always a deal
Don't
to be had for Arlo.
Stephen, it's early in the year, but I have...
Couldn't help yourself, could you? Couldn't help yourself.
This is...
Are you his best customer? What's his name? Is it Sonny Dixon?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hello?
Well, I don't know Sonny.
Shout
Dixon.
Out to Sonny. He's Listen, a fan. I talk to him on Twitter a lot.
Are you alleging that's where I get these from?
Yeah, I
make no comment on that. And I don't know why you would bring
we
that
up.
We
don't even know what you're talking about, as a matter of fact.
Well, I'm offended that you don't think I've got my own contacts. Anyway, the difference this year iPhone dummies.
Yeah.
So normally, mid-May, iPhone dummies come in. It's so funny watching you. Mid-May, the iPhone dummies come in. And normally they look like iPhones.
Yeah.
But these are metal, like, what do you call, CNC machined versions.
Yeah.
So basically some factory has either part of the iPhone process or got leaked details and they've got the exact dimensions and they build these things. And I've done it for 8 years and they're always right. So I've so no you've reason
never had
to believe
one that's wrong.
Never had one
not
that's wrong.
Not by a millimeter.
Not by a millimeter.
Wow.
So these, Stephen, are the iPhone 16 and 16 okay. Plus.
Righto.
Right? So that's 16 and 16 Plus. What do you notice when you hold the 16 and 16 Plus?
The camera configuration.
Vertical.
So it's like the iPhone 10. Remember the first?
That's true.
So.
Because everyone's going to say, if that's true, everyone's going to say, they're copying Samsung. iPhone 10 had it that way. And the 7 had it sideways.
Yeah. No, the 8 had it sideways. The 8 and the
7 had a dual camera as well, didn't it?
Yeah, 7 Plus did. Yeah.
And it was sideways?
Yeah. But the 8 that came out the same year as the X, the 10, had vertical. The dual vertical. And the 10 looked like that. 10 looked exactly like that. So the
just
camera
not as big.
The
they're
other.
Huge.
Yeah, these are bigger. The 10 had smaller cameras than that. Yeah.
So on the 16 and 16 Plus, the only visible external difference is that the camera on the 16 and 16 Plus are vertical. On the Pro models, they look exactly the same.
Right.
But on the Pro model, as I reach forward and get my 15 Pro Max, you'll notice there is a size difference. There is, I'm going to say millimetre and a bit, maybe.
Yeah.
So you reckon?
Because isn't that the rumour that there's a bigger screen? Obviously,
you would assume so.
Obviously, right.
You would assume so. I don't know why you need an extra millimetre screen, but whatever. But it is what it is.
Well, I think they're looking at other phones in the market that are just bigger.
Yeah.
And I'd say it'd be a combination of thinner bezels and bigger screens. So they're sort of between them, they're giving that extra space.
Yeah.
But I think it is also, that's pretty significant for like year-to-year change, isn't it?
It is.
Decent.
But it is broadly the same design, the slightly curved edge but more straight edges, you know.
Yeah.
Everything else is pretty much the same. The cameras don't look remarkably different in size. I'm sure they're incrementally different.
Yeah, pretty similar.
But
same bump.
But all four. So the 16 and 16 Plus, by the way, just while they're in there.
That's your phone there.
I know. The 16 and 16 Plus, by the way, have the action button.
Right.
Which they didn't. The 15, the base model 15s.
They're always a year after the price.
Don't have, right?
Yes.
So action button comes to 16 and 16 Plus.
So that's, that's already on the Pro.
So all four of them on the right-hand side, as you look at them as a screen, have an extra button on the side.
Okay.
Normally you'd have what they just call the side button, which is a power button, but now there's an extra button down the bottom. And what's interesting about it is it
actually moves.
It's flush.
You can press it.
Yeah. You can press all the
buttons.
Can
you hear that clicking?
Yeah. It's flush. So all the other buttons stick out. But what I'm going to call the camera button.
The capture button. Camera button.
Capture, shutter,
flush,
whatever you want to say, is flush. And now I'm going to give credit to a TikTok commenter, I can't remember, but credit to a commenter made this point.
Yeah.
They said that button's going to be a problem because my phone's in a mount all day. Well, that means if you've got – because when I use – I don't have one nearby, but when I use like the Today Show, I've got to put the mount down from the volume button so it doesn't turn it off, right?
Of course, yeah.
And so if this was not flush, a camera mount would set off the
shutter. So they've taken that into account. Okay, so being lower on the phone, so that's the phone, you'd hold it like that.
So if the mount, normally you mount it from here, which is right above the capture button.
Right.
So you think the action of having a mount grabbing the side of the phone is not enough to actually, you need to actually get your finger in
exactly.
and depress the button.
You've got to go in there.
Okay, that makes sense.
So I'll talk about other people's theories, but I believe it's a camera button for two reasons. And it's vertical and horizontal. So in a landscape mode, this is capturing a photo traditionally with the right index finger, right?
Okay.
Yeah. That's how you capture a photo.
Yep.
Everyone
on
says,
the right side.
But you can do that with the volume button. I know, but that's down here, right? And it's just not as natural, right? So there's
can't you hold
button,
the phone
right?
the other way?
Yes, but then often you end up with a thumb or something in the lens.
Ah, true that. True
so
that.
When you do this, I think it's more natural, right? But here's the real reason. The number one reason. When you take the big one, Stephen,
forget,
let's use this.
The big one.
I'm going to use the 15 Pro Max as an example, right? Now I'm going to put it in selfie mode.
Yep.
I'll just argue my case here. All right. I'm going to take it out and I'm going to take a photo.
Yep.
How do I take a photo?
With the capture on the screen.
Okay. See how hard that is to reach with my thumb.
Yes.
And then people say I use the volume button. Oh, I've got to hold it up here.
Yeah. True.
So now
so
hold
right
that one out.
Okay. Here we go.
Right?
Selfie.
With your
imaginary selfie.
And.
Boom.
Mate, it's a no-brainer. It's
mate,
a thumb
it's
the capture.
It's selfie button is what it is.
It's the selfie button.
Yeah, look, smile. Smile with
what
the thumb.
What about I smile? So
that
to
makes
me,
sense. That
it's
makes
a
sense.
No-brainer.
Why did it take so long to do that? Why didn't someone think of this years ago?
I think because phones have gotten bigger. Like, it doesn't feel necessary on the smaller ones, but I think they've got to have it.
Hitting the button is not hard.
But, like, seriously, because if you think about it, you can reach further by holding it out. Exactly, you can actually get an extra centimetre of reach by holding it out further.
How often are you looking where your finger's going?
And yes, you can set a timer. Yes, you can use the Apple Watch. But people aren't doing that in the real world, right? They're just not.
Yeah. But I also read that they did a survey, I think, about the action button.
Yeah.
And users, because it's only on the 15 Pro, right? They did a survey and, like, only, like, more than 50% of it says it they haven't used it. They didn't even know. They forgot they even had it, the action button. So it's on my phone, it's only ever stayed as being the silence. I've never done anything more of it.
Unless you can program it without using shortcuts. Again, I know you can do a lot of stuff with shortcuts, but if I could program it by choosing an app, I'd be all in.
Yeah.
But I can't. Now,
what other differences are there?
None.
So that's the,
that's pretty much
it. So on the 15, on the 16 is the cameras. So cameras here.
Vertical.
And they've got the capture button too, haven't
they?
Yes. So everyone's
all
got it.
All four have the capture
button. I'm surprised. I thought Apple would have just gone pro and put it off. So they're going all out.
But that also puts into perspective some people's argument, and I get it a lot, especially on TikTok, that it's actually going to be an AI button.
An AI
and
button?
And my answer to that is the
It's a button.
No, as in it'll trigger Apple's new AI. They're going to announce a dub-dub, right?
Yeah, right.
But my argument is that's what the side button's for. You push and hold the side button, you bring up Siri. That's AI.
Yeah.
So I don't – there's zero chance. I'll put it on the line. There's zero chance this thing's for AI.
Yeah.
Because people think about that because they're coming at it from a Samsung perspective. It's a Bixby button. By the way, there's no Bixby button on the S24. That's gone.
Yeah.
So you're calling back to
Does
things.
Does anyone use Bixby?
No.
Anyone use Bixby? I want to know. Look, if people use Bixby, I'd like them to get in touch and say, I use Bixby, because they'll be the only
Prove
one.
Prove it.
Yeah. I've had it. It's, and sometimes on their older phones, remember you used to press to turn it off and you activate Bixby. you gotta think, hang on, I don't want Bixby actually.
So,
I want
to
turn it
honestly, I see no other use for this button other than it being a shutter. Camera shutter.
Mate, this would do some damage.
I know. They're pretty hefty, aren't they? Yeah.
Wow, watch out.
Yeah. Do you want the fourth one too? You can do a cover photo.
Hang on, where's the...
Remember to do a cover photo with them, eh?
Sure.
Wow. Yeah,
it's
and
very heavy.
Again, it's
like going to the gym.
It's that fun thing of reading the comments. Everyone's like, oh, nothing new then. No, nothing new for you from last year. Not much to look at. There you go. Smile, Stephen. And talk so that the AI picks up that you're talking.
I'm talking right now.
You've got to look here.
I'm talking right now as well. So AI, I'm talking right now.
Smile.
I think AI would... we're doing the thumbnail.
No, I'm not doing the thumbnail. No, I'm just getting you.
Okay. Here I am. Here I am.
No, that's going to be rubbish.
Oh.
A lot of the comments are always
very cold too. They're cold.
There's nothing new. They're the same always. Apple's lost their imagination. Whatever, mate. Who cares? It's going to be a better phone. It's going to be faster. It's going to have a better camera. It's going to be all those things.
But I think that we saw this year Samsung already. All the accolades was about AI and how it was implemented. I'd say. Apple at that point said, look, hold my beer. Wait till you see what we've got in store for AI. So hopefully that's the case and that we'll see AI. Mate, you'd agree with me. The S24 with the Galaxy AI is remarkable.
Mm.
So I'm hoping that Apple pick up the ball there and apply it in the same vigorous manner as Samsung has done and bring it all the way, implement it throughout the phone in several different ways.
Yeah. Look. I really feel confident they're going to do AI. We've talked about this with the dub-dub.
In the foreground, not the background.
No, that's right.
They claim they've had it, but it's always in the background. Mm. I want it in my face. Put it in my face.
What these dummies don't do is give us any sense of their AI commitment.
No, of course not. This is just purely design.
But I think that's why people call it an AI button, because they think that's what Apple's going to announce.
All the rumors have been pointing to that, and that confirms it to me that there would be a capture button.
iPhone 16, like shot on iPhone 16. Like, you can see the campaign, you know, like this is going to be their campaign, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It works. It
makes sense. Makes sense.
I said in my video, Sony Xperia had this a decade ago, right? Let's be real. And someone goes to me, this is the problem with the internet. Someone goes, you can still get a Sony Xperia. I went, not in Australia, mate. Okay. Nick off. I'm only talking to Australians.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I do.
Yeah.
If you're around the world, congratulations. I'm happy for you. But Look,
Trevor's very mean sometimes.
I can be. Yep, 100%.
Trevor was mean to me. He went away and goes, Trevor was mean to me.
Get a lawyer. Send, really.
No, don't get a lawyer.
I'm a fan. I'm That's a fan of the camera shutter button. Yeah.
Oh,
I really
well,
am.
You know what? And it makes sense because, like, as you alluded to earlier, they do pride themselves on the camera. The camera, and they've had billboards that just say shot on iPhone. It doesn't even show you the iPhone. It's the photo that's shot on iPhone.
Let me throw a random one at you then.
Oh.
When you introduce a button that launches the camera,
yeah.
Does that allow you to change this bottom right-hand icon to be AI or something else? Because you won't need, on the iPhone, you won't need to press and hold to launch the camera anymore because you'll just press the shutter button.
So you reckon that capture button / shutter button, whatever you call it, is going to be the activation of the camera?
In lock mode.
So you press
mode,
and hold it.
In lock mode, it'll launch the camera. If you're not already in the camera, it'll launch the camera.
Isn't that one of the features of the action button, launching the camera?
Yeah, but I think they've realised if I want silence mode, then how do I launch my camera quickly? Give me a button.
But that'd be got to change that. Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, it gives us options anyway. So
yeah.
But so you reckon the on-screen camera from the lock screen camera button?
I'm just saying they can get rid of that and use that a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because you've got to quickly get that photo, eh?
Sometimes, yeah.
But Face ID is pretty fast. You can just go boom.
You don't need Face ID.
No, but when you unlock your phone, I mean, to get to the camera.
And then you've got to open the camera app.
Yeah.
It's one click with that one.
0.2 milliseconds. That's great.
I think it's interesting. Yeah. I think it's going to be incremental year. That's what it shows again. Incremental, not
16 seems to have the biggest change. So the different camera layer.
And by the way, the reason I think vertical is spatial video.
So
if your cameras are like this and you're recording spatial video, and that's again what this is about. This is about I want to record more spatial video.
Hold it like that.
They want to make the iPhone the eyes for capturing your environment and things so that it can be seen properly in spatial video.
So on the Pro, it'd be these two cameras.
I assume, yes.
So on the 16, it's the two cameras there. Right.
Yeah. It just makes sense.
We can actually show stuff now.
We've always been able to for the video for the last few months. We just haven't bothered.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah. There's a bloke on, I told you about the bloke on YouTube that wants us to put video up and put it on the big screen.
No, that's too much work. Is that right? Is that what you said? I think I saw that reply. Too much work, mate. Yeah. Just the fact we're coming to you right now is a lot of work and you want us to do more work? Come on.
Is that what you said? It does. When we say it, it sounds wrong. But I think
if we had a producer.
Well, mate, give Jackson
a year. Can we get
someone? He's going to be finished high school.
Is that right?
Well, mate,
has he already applied for the job? Do I get to interview him as well? Or?
That'd be funny.
Okay.
Like, he finishes high school, right?
Yeah.
I don't want him to work here full time at all.
Yeah.
But we wanted to go do the additional TAFE course. I wanted to get part time work at GB or wherever he can. Yeah. But I'll be like, mate, if you could not work on Wednesday afternoons, that'd be grouse. Because then he could just sit and listen, make notes, do show notes, do the edit.
How
good could it be?
And so he's not taking a gap year, mate?
No?
Not going to go travelling or anything? Or
what?
No? Didn't you do that?
Maybe.
After high school? Didn't you go travelling when you were his age, 17, 18?
Yeah. There's no way his mum would be a fan of that.
Oh.
Just say so no,
if
buddy.
He said Good to luck. You, Jacko says to you and Amanda said, listen, mum and dad, I want to go on a gap year holiday.
I'd be like, how are you going to pay for that?
Yeah. He'll say, I'm just going to get jobs in bars and other places. He's too young to do that anyway.
True.
How did you pay for it then when you were a kid?
I don't remember, I'll be honest.
What? You were how old?
I worked
17?
A lot in Griffith.
17?
I worked a lot in Griffith. Yeah. The go-kart centre and washing trucks.
In
and
Humpy Bong too? Did you work in Humpy Bong when you were too little?
That was very early.
I love when you say Humpy Bong.
You're crazy, man.
Humpy Bong.
Anyway, you're just gibbering now. You really are.
All right. So we're not finished yet. The iPhone launch, what's the launch date, mate? Don't say September 4th, okay?
I almost wrote it in my article specifically to annoy you.
Don't say September 4th. I'm still on holiday then, so make it later than that.
You reckon 10?
Well, it's more mid-September, I think, now.
Really? Yeah. Oh, God.
Remember
don't
last
say
year?
That.
Remember last year? You remember you went to IFA? Was it IFA?
Yeah,
and you got stuck in there? You couldn't come
home? I think
home?
IFA was earlier. That's why it was an issue.
Ah. When's IFA this year then?
I'm starting to freak out now. No, yeah, so IFA, I don't leave. I'm at IFA until the 9th.
Of September?
Yeah.
Oh.
I've got an apartment booked until the 9th. So I'm assuming Apple's on the 10th.
What a shame you're not. I could come across and say good day. Oh, now Joe and I could divert from our Italian trip.
Oh, we're in Malta. Look, just loving life. Can we just pop up to Berlin and see Trev and Stig?
She'll say stuff that.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
Wow. So you're saying. So when does IFA officially start?
I can't tell you that off the top of my head.
So it's normally early September, yeah?
Well, last year it was quite. It's 6th to the 10th this year.
IFA.
Yes.
There's no way Apple's going to have a launch then that early.
Do you think Apple give a crap about IFA?
Yes, because the other tech press are going to be there. Yes, they do. They observe it. They don't go there, but they observe it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So
they launched the iPhone during CES.
The original one, 2007. It was press day, to be fair. It wasn't actually CES. It was press day of CES.
The most important day for the press.
Yeah, but that was back in the day.
Okay.
I don't reckon. They would observe the fact that, put it this way, the people they invite to the iPhone launch, if they do that, are going to potentially be at this other event.
Okay.
And they may be committed.
Well,
so
Trev's only got a one-way trip to Berlin again. So if it's any later than the 10th, after. Mate, if it's, well, let me.
It's the week after. That's good for you, said.
If it's not the 10th, right? If it's the week after that,
oh,
it's my wife's birthday. I'm a dead man.
What? Well, I reckon prepare yourself, mate. Because
no, it'll be the 10th.
When's IFA finish?
IFA goes until the 10th, but it doesn't. No one ever stays that long.
Okay.
No one ever stays the whole week.
All right.
IFA's the 6th, 7th, like the 3 days is
what
enough.
What day of the week's the 10th? Tuesday.
Tuesday.
So you're saying if it's the 17th, you are in big trouble. If it's the 17th.
Firstly, because I'm once again trapped in Europe for a week.
Jeez, that's tough.
Yeah, without my wife, who is celebrating her birthday.
Fly her over.
And what are the kids going to do, mate?
Bring them too.
Oh, great. Trev's broke again.
Doing very well.
Remember when we had no money? It's the same. Remember when we had no credit card debt? Now we've got it all.
Yeah, I know, mate. It's tough. What do you do, mate? It's a work-life balance conundrum, isn't it? Eh?
Yeah.
Isn't that our life? Or if more for you than me. My kids are grown up. I don't have these issues that you have, right?
My job's not high profile enough.
What do you mean?
So, and we'll talk about it in the private, but Premier Chris Minns had to fly back to Australia having just dropped his family. And it was we talked about it with the kids, and Amanda's like, well, it's his job. He has to do that. And all I could think was, can I go?
Yeah.
It's my job to go to things too.
Yeah.
Can I go to Cupertino?
It is, mate. Doesn't she realise that? Mm-hmm. But yeah, we've got pretty good latitude already, but you just push the envelope a bit. Is that what you're saying?
Amanda didn't marry into this job.
Right.
I was just an office guy.
She married you, mate. She married you before you were famous.
I had an office job. You know, there was no travel.
She thought you were going to be this nerd who's home at 6 o'clock every night and cooking dinner.
Well, no, because back at GB, I'd work late, long hours.
Okay, and she would too.
I certainly didn't travel.
Okay. So when you were both at GB, was she working a different shift to you?
Yeah, ships in the night.
Together.
Oh, no, we did in the end. Not specifically on the same show, but once she joined Hadley's show, we were essentially on the same hours.
So were you her boss? Not anymore.
She's now my boss.
Not anymore. Yeah, that's funny.
Oh, good for you.
There was one point where Trevor was Amanda's boss. Now Amanda is Trevor's boss.
As it should be.
As it should be.
Because I love her so
much.
My
boss, her name's Joe, my boss.
Yep.
Yeah.
I run everything by the Minister for War and Finance.
Talk to the boss, I say. Yeah. That's good.
Anyway, love your
thoughts.
Are
we still talking about the iPhone
now?
No,
I don't think we are.
Where are we?
Let us know your thoughts on the iPhone 16. We got it right, we got it wrong. Techguide.com.au, EFTM.com.
This is Two Blokes Talking Tech.
I have been caught out here because I'm not quite prepared.
Oh, really?
Arlo.
They make amazing things. Now, I'll tell you the thing we need to talk about with Arlo. Because when I was talking about the bloke from the roof that recognised me, and we're chatting about stuff, and then the boss, his boss was there, and we were talking about stuff. He'd seen some of my videos and things, and he was talking about how much tech's in the house. I said, mate, to be honest, what you can see is most of it, the cameras. And he goes, what's that? And I went, that's the floodlight. That's the Arlo floodlight. I've got to tell you walk in here at night, lights up this place like the MCG.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh. And like that's the deterrent for me.
I've
is
got
the
that
presence of cameras.
Front and centre at my place.
And that,
yeah.
you know.
So that's obviously Arlo has outdoor cameras. We've got the essentials. We've got the floodlight.
Yep.
And the video doorbell, don't forget. Video doorbell is probably my most used product, in my used Arlo product.
Oh, really?
We get a lot of deliveries. People are ringing the doorbell, and that's what I use the most. But you've, of course, got your other essential range. So what I've got at my front door is I've got a floodlight sort of outside the porch, sort of but inside the porch I've got front camera to the door, I've got my doorbell, and then I've got other essentials around the house. But, of course, there's also an indoor essential as well. So, and this has the privacy screen, so if you don't want to, you want to feel a bit more peace of mind not knowing that you don't want to be filmed inside your own house. There is a privacy screen, but it will when you're not home, of course, you want it to be filming all the whole time if there's something to film. So you've got indoor, outdoor, and, of course, the video doorbell products as well, and the floodlight. I reckon the floodlight, underrated. Yeah. Really, really popular. Oh, mate. I love that thing. It's big.
Genuinely
bright.
Think bang for your buck, yeah. Value for money. It's the winner.
For those who haven't seen what it looks like, imagine an Arlo camera right in the heart of it, and there's two big wings on the outside. That's the floodlight. So yeah. It looks like it's it looks quite space age. It looks pretty good. And you know what? Very prominent. I love the fact that you can see my floodlight from the street, like the actual camera. When it lights up, it can light the whole street up. But I do love that it's really visible.
Yeah.
And that's important for your cameras. Visible, deterrent. You can see that your camera's in. Of course, if you've got Arlo Secure as well, that's the plan. You pay monthly. It costs a few bucks per month. You get up to 30-day storage of your videos. You get all these smart features as well, the smart notifications, so you can tell person, package, vehicle, animal. And you can also then determine where you want your notifications to come from. So you're not going to get the nuisance notifications of the trees outside or the cars outside your house.
I cut that down anyway.
So you do that as well. And so you're able to get the notifications how you want without them being annoying.
Check it out.
Arlo.com.
This is Two Blokes Talking Tech with Trevor Long and Stephen Fennec.
When I go to techguide.com.au, you know, one word just pops out at me. Boring.
Yeah, that's funny.
Boring.
It is. We've got a boring thing to talk about.
Yeah.
Boring.
And it is a phone.
It's a phone.
Now, when I was at Mobile World Congress, HMD, the people who make the Nokia smartphones and their flip phones and all the retro phones, they did this big pivot and they went, look, we believe we're a great company. We're making money now. Like they've created this beast, and they believe that they can do more than just Nokia phones, essentially. So they've decided to essentially make HMD a more public-facing brand. We only knew of HMD as kind of insiders that knew that they were the people that made Nokia phones.
Nokia, yeah, yeah.
Now, later in the year, I'm sure they said at this event in Barcelona, there's going to be HMD phones. There's going to be a Barbie flip phone. Then they said there was going to be a new iconic Nokia phone, and there was going to be some other partnerships. Well, this is the first of those partnerships.
With Heineken and Bodega. Bodega is like is it a food retailer in America?
I got no idea.
Heineken, of course, it's the biggest, that's the most iconic beer brand that I can think of. When you think of anything like maybe Budweiser or something?
I think Budweiser, but globally, Heineken is a solid name.
And very trendy drink.
They've played around with technology. Before, I got a Heineken thing once, which was a bottle opener. And you programmed it to your computer, and when you cracked a lid, it turned the computer off. Yeah. It was a genius bit of marketing.
So to say, that's enough work.
We've cracked a beer. It's time to turn the computer off.
Similar sort of feel to this one, don't you reckon?
Well, this is all about, you know, if you're going out to enjoy a drink with mates, get off your phone, stop scrolling through TikTok, stop reading Instagram. Yeah. If you need to be called or text, you can, and that's what this is. It's an old school classic flip phone.
Yep.
It's got a, like...
I like the transparent
doesn't even have
casing.
A, doesn't too. Even have a colour screen.
Yeah.
It's like that old green
like
and
mono
black.
Monochrome.
But it does the basics, mate. That's all you need.
So that's what I love about it. It's deliberately reduced its tech capabilities so that it's basically just a phone, just a tech talk and text.
Yeah.
So I liken it to the phones you could buy at the turn of the century, your early 2000s phones, before iPhone, before BlackBerry.
Yeah.
It was just a phone. Tech, talk, text. There are no apps. You can't download apps. And on this one, same sort of feel, because they want you to be able to just pay attention to whoever's around you. So if you go out on a night out, you're able to enjoy other people's company. Now, it does dovetail with a bit of research that was done.
All right.
Where this growing trend among, they called it Zillennials. So I'm talking, I'm assuming that's Gen Z and Millennials, right?
Yep.
Where there is a movement to like deliberately unplug.
Hmm.
So there's like their research says like up to 32% of people in that age bracket often leave their phones at home. Yeah. If they go out, like, how are you going to get contacted if you? Because they want to not be caught doom scrolling and playing games and checking work emails. They want to be able to enjoy the company of people around them. Yeah. And how many times have we've spoken about like parents teaching their kids the right etiquette for smartphone usage? And that's one of them. Like you're out for dinner, and I used to tell my kids when they were younger, look, don't be on your phone. Talk to your grandparents. Talk to the people. Don't be on your phone. I don't want to see you on your phone.
Yeah.
And that's something we had to tell them.
Well, what's interesting is we change phones a lot, right? Now, I've been testing an Android phone, but I always keep the iPhone in a bag or somewhere near me because, I don't know, there might be an app I forgot to log into.
Yep.
Often my banking app is one that makes it really hard to change. At this time, I've gone all in, so I've gone very hard on all the apps, right? But I was thinking about it as being like you could nearly get away, with having like a great iPad at home or even just an older iPhone or the current iPhone just at home, like on the Wi-Fi when you need it, and literally rock this for calls and texts. And I think the only thing that's stopping me is, A, most of them don't sync with like Google for contacts, and that's where all my contacts are, and B, texting is slow, which I think is a good thing, it should be, and they don't have WhatsApp.
Yeah, well, that's deliberate. They don't have Facebook either.
No, but but WhatsApp is a communication. That's our family communication tool.
Right. Okay.
So if I don't have WhatsApp, if I don't have WhatsApp, I'm out of touch with my family.
Right.
That's how we communicate. So if I could get, frankly, like an old, you know, remember the BlackBerry Pearl? I think it was the flip phone.
No, the Pearl was the one that had the first little ball roller.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There was one that flipped open.
Yep.
But it had a nine.
What was the Pearl keyboard? Flip? Was it called the Flip? Was
Pearl,
it
might have been called Pearl Flip. But anyway, there was a BlackBerry and I was able to use it. I just want to be able to text quicker and better on this phone. And also, my problem is my contacts, there's 11,000 of them in Google. there's no way I can work out which ones of those are the important ones that I'm going to save across. But I mean, in the end, it is my immediate family and the extended family and you.
But if you,
it's pretty much all I contact.
But I'm the same, mate. You're in my favourites too. You're in the short list with my family. But that's kind of the idea, isn't it? Mm. You're sort of limiting that. If you were to take this boring phone out with you, you've got the numbers of your family, my number, and I'd have yours. But you got our phone numbers. You can text us or call us, and that's it.
Well, here's what I'm calling for. I'm calling for telcos to better implement the eSIM concept.
Yeah.
Now, what I mean by that is Apple Watch style eSIM. Right. An Apple Watch eSIM means that when you're out walking and someone rings you, it rings here.
Yeah.
And your phone's at home.
Yes.
Why can't we get a multi-device SIM situation?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So I can put a SIM, because I can use this, take the SIM out of my phone, put it in this on the weekends and all that kind of jazz.
Yeah. It's work. Yeah.
But it's effort.
Yeah.
So why can't we get a situation?
I don't have to think about that.
Like, here's what I would do if I was HMD. I would sit with probably not Peter Addison and Jason at Boost, because they don't really have the control. It's really Telstra.
Yeah.
I would sit with Vodafone or Optus and I would say, guys, we could sell hundreds of thousands of these things if they could be an accessory phone.
Yeah.
So a second phone.
Link like an Apple Watch does.
Correct.
Like with an eSIM.
It just works.
Yeah.
Whichever phone you take, calls will come in. Mm. Whichever phone you take, calls will work, and you never need to take a SIM card out.
Yeah.
I put an eSIM in both, for example, and it just works.
And you can pair it up and you might pay a few bucks a month to have that
service.
I would pay that.
I would pay 10 bucks a month for that.
Yeah,
because I would genuinely.
So you can have your weekend phone and your week phone, your weekday phone.
Mate, Optus, you don't have a CEO. Mate, I could change that company. I'm telling you.
You want the job,
dude. I could do big things.
But no, it's a big good things. Idea. And that's a good analogy with the smartwatch. It's kind of like that's another option, I guess, for people who don't want to be – if you had an Apple Watch or any other SIM watch.
Enabled smartwatch,
you could take that out and still have everything you need, calls, texts.
But Yeah. It's a $600 expense as opposed to this will probably be. By the way, this is a marketing exercise. It's not coming to Australia yet, but it might. Yeah. Who knows? It's really just going to be one of those, you know, probably going to be a buy enough Heineken, pay $100 and you'll get one kind of thing. I don't know.
I'd like one. Can we put our hands up for one?
Oh, for sure. 100%.
I'd love one.
It's a great looking phone. And just, I'm happy with a Nokia flip phone, but I just think we need to bridge that next gap.
But I love how they call it the boring phone because it doesn't do anything. It just makes calls and texts. It's the boring phone. Apart from, I know Elon Musk got a company, the Boring Company, but their boring company is all about tunneling boring that way.
Because Elon Musk doesn't realize we're tunneling all the time here. He thinks it's revolutionary.
Not because it's uninteresting. Boring as in
it
boring.
Is uninteresting.
Yeah. But this
Elon
one is,
Musk's boring is uninteresting.
You reckon? Did you not ride the loop? The
It's a tunnel, mate. Yeah. Have you not been in North Connects? Yeah. That's a far more impressive tunnel. Have you been in West Connects? It goes 21 kilometres underground with multiple offshoots. It's the most amazing tunnel. They've just dug a second harbour crossing for the metro. We know
They've
how to do
already.
Tunnels.
Yeah, it's good.
We're
it's
across good. It.
Yeah. But I think his idea of boring is being able to deploy it in a much a smaller and much faster time.
It's stupid. Put a tram in it, you idiot.
Yeah.
Put tracks on it with cars, with carriages.
The boring, they're going to have a, what do they call it? The loop. The loop
goes to Resorts World.
On the strip.
Currently, it now goes to Resorts World, I think.
As well. Yeah, that's right. It does too, because up the top end
of the strip. Which is the strip.
Which is not far from the convention center where we saw it. But it's also going to go down the entire length of the strip.
Good on him.
In however long that's going to be.
When he works out how to bore through the Bellagio vault.
Just
Ocean's
watch Ocean's
11 style. It'll be Ocean's Boring.
Mate, see another movie reference.
Let's go, baby.
I'm turning you into Bill
Two
Collins.
Two Blokes Talking Tech.
This is Two Blokes Talking Tech.
Trevor, what are you doing?
Nothing.
I'll ask you again, mate. What are you doing?
Nothing. So I'm reviewing nothing. I'm using
nothing.
Hang on. I feel bad. They're over there somewhere. I've got the other one, the two.
Okay, go get it.
Oh, I've got it.
That's okay. You stay there. We'll just talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Talk amongst yourself. Okay. I'll disconnect for 2 seconds.
For what Trevor's talking about here, this is the Nothing phone. This was previously available in the US and the UK, was it? And is now available through JB Hi-Fi online at JB Hi-Fi, or is it...
It'll be in-store.
In-store already, or...?
It's in-store
now. I looked for it at my local JB, and it wasn't there.
Only place you can experience it. They're pretty
confident. So JB Hi-Fi are going to release... This is an American brand of nothing?
British brand. It says, designed in London, UK, made in China.
So basically, this is an Android phone. Oh, wow, look at that. That's nice. That's my one there.
I've got a black 2A as well.
So this one in this is the 2A.
A 2A.
Nothing 2A. And this one is the Nothing 2.
Correct.
So this is the more expensive model.
And this 999.
So 999. So 999. And this is?
529.
529.
Exactly the same size.
Same screen size. Same screen quality. Yeah.
No. AMOLED versus OLED.
Okay. Can't tell the difference.
Different processor.
Yep.
Same camera array. Wireless charging on the 2,
so the
not
cameras
the 2A.
Are the same camera. So that's just configured different.
250 megapixels on the back and a 32 megapixel on the front.
So camera-wise the same.
Yep.
Screen quality slightly better on the bigger one.
Only because it's OLED.
And because
the
and
same
the
refresh
size,
rate, 120 and everything.
Screen size
identical.
So why would you buy the 999 phone?
I don't know. But that's essentially what I've said is if you need wireless charging desperately.
So that's got wireless charging. This doesn't.
But,
have you played with the lights? How do you do that?
You hold that one.
Yeah.
Hold it
are
up.
Are you going to call me?
I'll call you on that phone.
Stay tuned. It's very visual. It's
unbelievably
visual.
Oh, people,
wow.
Audio
people
listeners
on the audio are thinking, we're going
really
to have to watch this thing now.
Really annoyed.
We're gonna
I think
to
it's ringing now. It's ringing now.
Okay.
Yeah. See that?
Can I answer it?
No.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, there it is. So is that the lights are flashing?
Yeah. You right can't really see it there very well. Anyway.
Oh, no, you can. Oh, no.
I'll just turn it off. So the other thing I can actually – so basically what we're talking about is an array of LEDs on the back and you can make them light up. So there's different ringtones. So when you choose a ringtone and there's a bunch of nothing-based ringtones.
Oh, there we go.
It has different – so this is the 2 has many more lights on it.
Ah, yeah.
The 2A doesn't have as many lights.
Okay.
They're all different ringtones. Now
– that's cool.
The thing you can do with this is you can set – obviously, ringtones to different people, And that then means like your wife might be that ringtone there. Ah. So when it's just the circle on top, right, you know it's your wife calling.
Ah.
So you can see who's calling from the light
really,
show.
Just from the lights. When, wow.
Now, you could argue you could just look at the phone. But if it's face down on your
face
desk.
Face down, baby.
In silent mode.
Yeah.
You can look at it and see who's calling.
That's cool. Yeah.
I don't or really care for the lights. They're called glyphs.
Just look at your watch.
I honestly don't care for the lights. Irrelevant to me.
I like it. It's different.
A point of difference, good on them. Yeah. Right?
It's
point
fun.
Of difference, good
it's
on them.
It's a fun difference.
Camera, I took the Nothing 2, 2A, A35 from Samsung, which is $30 more than that, and the iPhone 15 Pro Max, and took photos on the weekend, put them all up on the website, EFTM.com. Look, the iPhone's a better camera, no doubt, but these do very well.
Yeah.
They do very well. And I think for most people, most days, most times, you'll never notice the difference.
I think there's a novelty factor to them. I know they've been out, like the first version was out for
2020.
Yeah, so 2020, people have seen them online.
That's who I wrote.
Yeah, they've seen them.
Yeah.
And now they're here in Australia just through JB Hi-Fi.
Just through JB.
Yeah, right.
I'm still to yet understand how the deal works.
Wow.
But my sense is, my feeling is it's JB doing it.
So that just arrived today, did that one?
No, I've had them for a week.
Okay. And you chose to go the cheaper one.
Yes, because the reason was because I'd been using.
I really like that. That's colours nice.
I'd like been using the A35 from Samsung for a month, right?
Yeah.
And so therefore I'd been using a $550 phone, and now I'm using one that's the same price bracket.
Yeah.
And I honestly, look, I think.
What's your code again?
Yeah. You should know it. It's yeah.
No, don't
I was going to say. I was going to say a broad thing. The thing
seven
is,
zeros, sure, mate.
The thing is, we talk a lot about the value of phones and how people don't need to spend big money on phones. And I want to be clear that I try really hard to use these cheap phones as much as I can, and to prove that point.
Yeah,
no, and that's all I'm doing.
Yeah, like I'm using the Oppo Reno 5G,
599,
which is a cheapie as well, or cheaper,
$600 for a phone. Like,
and I've got to say, I like it.
It's a great phone.
Yeah, love it.
In-screen
fingerprint reader,
the thing,
good cameras.
The thing that nothing does for JB Hi-Fi, though, when you put this, and I'm going to do a segment on Monday, I think it is, on the Today Show with like 10 different phones under $1,000, right? Yep. This stands out because the Oppo, the Moto, the Nokia, the Samsung, they're just a flat
they
back with different.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why
the lights, I reckon, are smart because it literally stands out. And if I think that's a great highlight. And I love how you can change the lights depending. Can you do that on this one? You can't do.
Yeah,
So different light
there's just,
patterns.
There's just less options. Or
I like
less
that.
Lights.
I like that. I love the color too. I love that gray. And
I've got the 2A in a gray. It looks just as good as that.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think they'll sell really well. Because think about JB's, right? They've got this. They've kind of cornered the market on. I want to buy a phone outright.
Yeah.
And they've also now got in that telco space. They're a telco as well.
I've
not really
Telstra.
Yeah, Telstra.
Yeah.
But you know, it's a JB Hi-Fi MVNO. Like you get a JB Hi-Fi SIM card and everything. Okay. I've not looked into it, to be honest. I don't know how good their deals are, but they're able to really do that full circle thing in store for people that don't want to go on a contract.
Yeah.
And we're moving away from that.
Absolutely, mate. And these
in a good
would
way.
Be these would be they're on sale already, yeah, on already
yes.
on sale.
April 11th.
And there's also a white version of this 2A.
That's
so
right.
The 2A one, so that white is available in this style as well.
Yeah,
and
there's
versa.
A couple of different size configurations. So you can pay $599 and $1099 or something like that. But
is
broadly,
that storage?
That's just storage configuration.
Variants.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And mate,
and
honestly,
it's running Android.
Yes.
Android with its own skin.
That's right.
So it's got its own little UI on it. Is that right?
Yep. And you can in the setup, you can choose to go just full normal Android, which basically makes it work like a Pixel. Just a good-looking Pixel.
Right, yeah, okay.
But I think it's a nice look. And see, what I said in my review was, I think it onboards people to widgets. I know.
Yeah.
Hardcore fans know widgets exist.
Yeah.
But see, what this does is it implements all these widgets, so you think you can do more with the phone, and that drives people to use it more.
Yeah,
I think
it's
great.
I like it.
And I think
I'm waiting for mine to
arrive
eagerly. That's why I've dived back into Android again. I know I've got a few phones to review, so I'm line them up. I say.
I mean, I don't wish harm upon Apple or Samsung's market share, but what I do wish is that people spent more time valuing what they're buying. And a lot of people are on contracts, not understanding what they're actually spending on their phones.
Do you reckon? Has it got to the point now where kids? I want an iPhone. iPhone is. Has it got to? I know your kids are all on Android phones. Oh, they got iPhones. The
two little ones. Yeah.
So has it got to a point yet? You reckon where these phones are nice enough for them to go? Imagine showing your kid that. Check that out, mate.
Harry wants this so bad.
Oh, there you go.
But that's because he's using like a 4-year-old Motorola. So he's not stupid enough to ask for an iPhone at this stage.
So you gave him a.
He just wants something. Okay. He just wants something. And to be honest. Absolutely, he'll get one this year because he's earned it. He's looked after it so well, that phone, right?
Okay, nice.
Victoria's now got a Motorola flip phone.
Yep.
And she's looking after it great. But I say to her, I say, do the kids think it's a good phone? They go, yeah. But it's still not an iPhone.
It's still iPhone.
It's wild to me. That's such a cool phone.
I thought it'd be different now, where the Android have sort of got a bit more cred and cool factor.
A little, but not a lot.
Yeah. Still iPhone is pretty dominant, huh?
That's it.
Yeah, the power of a brand. Eh?
Yeah. So if you want to see the sample photos I took and anything else, there's a bunch of samples and photos and full review up at EFTM.com and the Nothing 2 and 2A now available at JB Hi-Fi.
This is Two Blokes Talking Tech with Trevor Long and Stephen Fennec.
Netgear's got you covered, and I mean that, with Wi-Fi. They've got you covered for Wi-Fi all across your home and on the go. You've got the portable M6 Pro. Now, this is a Wi-Fi 6E mobile hotspot router. So you can buy this, put a SIM card in, it's unlocked if you buy it direct, and you can connect like up to, I think, 30 odd devices to this, which means that you could be a tradie on a work site and make sure everyone's got Wi-Fi. You could be a mobile workforce and make sure everyone's got Wi-Fi. 32 devices simultaneously for get better Wi-Fi and stop draining your own battery on your smartphone by using a hotspot. Wi-Fi 6E is getting you better speeds, better range, and you can put this with a Vodafone SIM, an Optus SIM, a Telstra SIM, doesn't matter what you want. Plus, you can even put international SIM cards in it because it is literally unlocked. Long-lasting battery, 13 hours on a single charge, easy to set up, and a nice big screen so you can control all the settings right there on the screen. If you need Wi-Fi on the go, the Netgear Nighthawk M6 Pro is 5G, great. A Wi-Fi 6E mobile hotspot. Well worth a look. Check it out at netgear.com.au.
Everything about tech you never wanted to know. This is Two Blokes Talking Tech.
I don't actually know how to couch this, but there's been a lot of talk about reviews.
Yep.
Like, a lot of this is inside baseball, but I feel like our audience is either both interested or intrigued by this.
Yep.
And the two parts to this were two stories I saw this week. One is an influencer marketing group that talked about the fact that Australian reviewers do it tough. Because when something launches overseas or in America exclusively, and there's all these reviews and it's not launching here, when we get the second wave of it, it's pretty light on.
Saw it already.
Great example is the Samsung Galaxy Fold, the original one.
Yeah.
We didn't see that here.
Yeah.
It was them that experienced the dramas with it and exposed that as an issue. Now,
yes.
I'm not saying I wanted to have that issue. I'm just saying that we had to do it secondhand. This week's example is the human pin AI. It's this little thing you clip on your chest. I saw The Verge do a massive review.
Yeah.
You know, videos sampling it. MKBHD did a review. A bunch of people did reviews because it's never just one person. So we have this kind of disadvantage in Australia.
I think same thing happened with the Vision Pro, Apple's Vision Pro. That was out in February.
Like,
back
what
in
are
the
we going to say about
when
that?
When we get it, people are going to say, I've seen that already.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So my review of that's going to be, it's available now in Australia. Here's the Australian price.
Yeah.
There's nothing else to tell you.
Might be a bit better.
Oh,
okay.
Right. You'll go to a bit more trouble.
But I think we need to experience it. But you're right. A lot of our readers and listeners and viewers would have seen that already because they would have watched MKBHD and The Verge and all these other companies that were on the first list of it
and
in
so
America.
One of the reasons this became a secondary drama was everyone hates the human pin or whatever it's called.
Right.
Hate it. It's terrible. I did see an example. Cause
what is
camera,
it?
It's a little device on it. It's got its own connectivity.
So you wear it on your
phone. You wear it. Yeah. It's got 4G built in.
Yeah.
You pay a subscription for a data plan.
Yeah.
It's got a little camera, microphone, speaker. It's got a touchpad. So you could just touch it and ask it, what am I looking at? And it'll tell you what you're looking at. So it analyzes the photo, Google Lens style, etc. Ask it questions, all that kind of stuff, right?
Yep.
Most of the examples failed. It's too slow. Battery life is poor. It's just a bad product in terms of the overall reviews.
Not ready yet.
That's the summary.
Yeah.
And the MKBHD said in his review, it's the worst product he's ever reviewed so far.
Ooh.
And look, that's a big call, right?
Yeah.
And especially
if he's only got 18 million subscribers.
Right. Like, and then people come out and go, well, this is huge, and the company is going to collapse because, you know, this bloke's panned it. But it's actually everyone panning it.
Yeah.
Marquez put out another video today basically going, guys, no one person kills a company. A bad product kills a company.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we don't know that's going to happen, because he did the same thing with the Fisker Ocean, the electric car. We've seen it at CES.
Yeah,
looks like a great car, but it was apparently horrible.
Yeah.
And he bagged it heavy. And their stock price is going down. And he made the point, look back, their stock price was going down well before he did anything, because everyone else bagged it as well.
Yeah.
His point is, a bad product gets bad reviews from everyone, and that's what makes a product or a company fail.
Yeah, absolutely right. And I think that because he's the first to see it, we're the first to see it as well. Like, we get a chance to express our opinion first. And that whole thing, and that's one thing I value, is that people respect our opinion, is that we see it first. Now, if we're going to find it that it's not up to scratch, then customers are going to find it.
Which is why we often say, listen, I don't need someone. If someone says, I'll come to your office, I'll show you how it works. No. I want
to. I always say that. If they say to me, look, we need someone to go, just run you through it. I said, are you going to send that person
to every single
customer
home?
Who buys it?
You're not.
They go, no. I said, well, I don't need it. I want to experience it like a customer.
That's right.
And it's pissed a lot of companies off.
Marquez made the other point today about the pin. He was like, dude, this thing's battery's horrible. It's really hot.
Yeah.
And he made the point, it was inside baseball, and this whole conversation is inside baseball, but I think you'd be interested in it, that he reached out to some other people, probably at The Verge and other places, who they're reviewing it, and said, are you having this problem?
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing we do. It's like, dude, have you noticed the battery life on this phone is horrible? It's like, I'm making a day out of it.
So how do you get it to do this?
Because you want to validate before, like, I don't shit can much. Like, I'd prefer...
Me neither.
I prefer not to publish it.
Yeah,
I prefer not to publish it or touch the product if I think it's going to be rubbish.
If it's rubbish, it won't even make it.
And so in the end, if I'm got a whole lot to say, and then I've got a few really big call-out points, I kind of want to validate those.
Course,
and I'll talk to you. If you're at an event, you'll say to someone, have you done that, and you've seen this, and you validate that stuff.
Absolutely.
That's
right.
That's the industry.
Because you know what? It's you got to remember that whenever we review a product, it costs a lot of money, right? So say that I'm not going to review something and say it's good when it's not. Because people are going to take my opinion and go, well, Steve or Trevor said it was great, I'm going to put my money down and buy it. And when it turns out that it's rubbish, they're going to say, oh, that makes us look like idiots.
Mm.
So, we've got Arlo, we've got Netgear, and we review their products honestly too. If there's stuff we don't like about it
I'll give you a good example. Yeah. I was reading in the AFTM Man Cave on Facebook, security cameras come up a lot. And there's definitely people there that don't like the Arlos. They've tried them and they're frustrated with them in whatever way. I don't know your individual use case, but for me, I've kind of nailed it. They work great.
Yeah.
I've got hot swap batteries.
It's what
like
I use,
the pain points I think I've overcome by doing things like buying extra batteries
or spare batteries on
paying
charge.
The subscription. Maybe it only works well because you're on the subscription. Maybe off the subscription it's not that great. I don't know.
Yep.
But I've reviewed it honestly, and I still use it every day, right?
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing for me, is something that I use every day is something that I'm definitely willing to recommend to people.
It's also why people think we're drug dealers, all the phones we have, right?
Yeah.
We put our SIMs in these phones.
Hello?
Yeah. Mate, that'll kill someone, I think. We put our SIMs in these phones. It's not like we just think, we just use them for half an hour and write a review. We actually use them. We connect them to our cars. We download our apps, and we do it like a customer would. And that's kind of our currency.
Yeah.
We offer these opinions, and if it might influence you to buy a product or might influence you to not buy a product, that's kind of our job. And the fact that what Marquez did with this product is that he's looking at it, and as we always do, we pretend we're the customer that went to the shop, bought this, unboxed it, set it up. That's what we want to convey. We're not saying, oh, look at us. We got the first one and we're first with it. That's how I write my reviews anyway, that like I'm a customer buying it and unboxing it and using it.
I also acknowledge in the way I approach something that this is not going to be the only one you read.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think for a second someone goes, I'm going to read this and buy that. That's almost madness,
that's
to be honest.
That's one of many, of course.
That's like, a car review. I said to Josh Dowling, who's writing car reviews for me, I said, mate, I don't want 2,000-word articles. I want a quick, I want Josh Dowling's views on this car.
Yep.
So that when someone reads something, watches a 20-minute video, and then they come across this, they go, oh, cool, 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 dot points, some, you know,
yeah,
just some top-line reminders of things, yeah, or things that you might not have seen somewhere else because it was too long and complicated. Yeah. Mate, the number of times I'm on an article and I'm like, scroll, 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 where's the conclusion?
Yeah.
Like, get to the point kind of thing.
I like to put sort of pros and cons as well in my reviews, and I often refer to things that say there's something I don't like about it, and I often validate that by saying, look, it could be better, but it's not a deal-breaker. It's not going to make me not buy the product. It's something that, you know, could be better maybe on the next one. Or,
In the same way that I got this comment a bit in the TikTok about the iPhone 16, but what phone do you use? And then someone's like, whatever free phone he's got this week. And I'm like, okay, fair point. I use a different phone. I don't know about you, but changing phones 13, 14 times a year is a pain in the ass, right? So give me that credit. But secondly, I've said 100 times, if I wasn't sent a free phone to review, I would go and buy something probably right now. It'd be this, $529. Yep. There's no way I would
spend $2,500 on an iPhone. Yeah. Well, I think the reason...
Because I'm assuming, by the way, I'm out of work.
Yeah. well, the reason you're saying that, though, is because these phones have improved so much.
Yeah.
Like in 5 years ago, a $500 phone was nowhere near as good as a $500 phone today.
Yeah,
even all those features have come down.
Like, with great respect to Sam and the team at Alcatel back in the day, a $99 Alcatel phone was a punish.
Yeah,
it was really a phone that you could maybe launch a few apps on, but it was fit for purpose.
Yeah,
but today a $179 phone, unbelievable compared. Crazy. We've come a long way.
Yeah,
I think that's sometimes the context too. And we talked about this with the iPhone last year, and we talk about it now with kind of MacBooks and everything. But we've got to get past the idea that this is better than last year because of these three things.
Yeah.
It's different to last year because of these three things.
Yeah.
It's always going to be better than last year. But this is the phone that someone that owns an iPhone 10, 11. Man.
We make that point.
Unbelievable.
So often.
I think we're making it more now than we ever have.
Oh, definitely. Because look, what more can they do? What more can companies
peaked.
Do?
Yeah. Because we've peaked.
Plateaued dramatically. But the biggest improvement you can get out of a phone nowadays is the camera quality. Let's face it, the cameras are getting much better.
And the ability to click a shutter.
And you can click a shutter. But it's basically they're selling a camera.
Mm.
And if you can improve that feature, that's kind of the hero feature of a phone nowadays.
Mm.
So, but what else can you improve? The size, the weight, like what's going to change? The design, perhaps. In a few years when the EU rules that every phone has to have an accessible battery, and an easily replaceable battery, the design of phones are going to go in a whole new direction again.
Hmm.
So it's the ingenuity and the engineering around all these devices to for companies to innovate, to still keep to have these great features, keep a customer, have a customer who wants to buy the next one or the future model. That's a challenge.
Just think about the EU thing for a second.
Hmm.
Do you reckon the size of the market outside of Europe is big enough for Apple to have two phones? Well, the iPhone E?
Maybe.
And then America, Australia, China, everywhere else gets the Primo model.
But that's a big part of the world, though. So, yeah, are they going to go to that much expense and have two different phones for one region and
depends
another?
How bad it is with the screws and all that stuff included.
Maybe.
Do you know what I mean?
But
like if it's that bad.
Yeah.
That it really compromises their philosophy.
Look what we saw with HMD, the Nokia phone, the repairable phone, and they're continuing down that path. And I think the word was that other companies are trying to do that and not having much success in making it cheap and easy to do.
Yeah.
So it's a real challenge, I think. But, I think to answer your other earlier question, I don't think they're going to make an EU phone. Like, look what happened with USB-C and all these other changes. It's just going to be the EU runs the table at the moment. I think with they seem to be a bit more insightful there.
I wouldn't put it past them.
Yeah, you reckon? So in that instance,
just when you think about the size of the US, Australia, basically everywhere but Europe.
Yeah, Asia is massive.
Like that's got to be like I'm millions
thinking
too, of phones.
Just on that issue, like the whole accessing the battery, it's really going to change a lot of we're now getting used to phones being water resistant, for example.
Yeah.
How's that going to, like the IP rating, how's that going to change
dramatically? As soon as you open it up, you lose your warranty.
See you later.
Like, you know how now in an iPhone there's water sensors so they can say, nah, I've got water in it?
Yeah.
they'll have to make it so that, you know, a trick on like detectives and things do, but also you can do it yourself, is you put a bit of sticky tape across the door so you can see if the door's open.
Yeah.
I reckon there'll be a trigger in the back of the iPhone, so they'll be able to tell that this phone has been opened.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, we know it's been opened.
Yeah, right.
So you don't have warranty. Because
you opened it,
changed the battery, you put it back together and you didn't seal it properly.
Yeah.
It's not waterproof, no warranty.
So that might lead to them just making one model for EU and... But, yeah, it's hard to say. When is that? 2027, did they say?
2027,
I think it was, yeah. So there's still a bit of time. But I reckon they'd be planning those devices now.
100%.
They're already on the drawing
board. They've got to work out how to make it as cool.
Yeah, how they make it still thin and light. And mm-hmm. like, especially with the folding phones. That's going to be the big drama. Like, how do you make the Z Fold 5 or 7 or whatever they're going to have to have that still the foldable? And often the battery's in both halves of the
phone. The
like,
phone.
How are you going to do that?
I don't think they realise it's not like an old Nokia where it's a brick. It's like multiple sections of battery.
Yeah. Good luck.
Good
luck with that. Yeah.
All right. Very good. Well, I don't know what we were really talking about there, but maybe it was a little inside baseball.
Well,
maybe
it's about the value of it. And I think, not everyone has 18 million followers on YouTube, right? I know your reviews and my reviews have a bit of reach, but we're not in that league, but... Mm-hmm. He's got enough people following him and sharing and viewing to affect a company's future.
Yeah.
Look, the fact that they offered it to him to review and all these other big outlets, they took a risk because if they don't like it, then hello, they're in trouble.
I think if they didn't
back their product.
It also goes to that internal culture at many businesses, which is there someone here prepared to say no? Yeah. Is there someone here prepared to say, but it's a bit slow,
someone's
got
to be able
it?
To say, yeah, this
like,
needs
shouldn't
improving.
We, shouldn't we speed that up? Like, what's going on?
Well, I think that internal testing, I think they should be brutally
should have picked
honest.
This stuff up.
Yeah, to say, look, this isn't ready for market yet. Let's wait till next year. Yeah.
Two Blokes Talking Tech, episode 629. Thanks to Arlo and Nick here. We'll do it again next week, 630. Big milestone.
630.
Massive, unbelievable milestone.
Yeah. 630.
I got nothing.
Yeah, I'm getting close to 600 on Tech Guide, so please keep tuning into that as well.
Fair enough. It's in the feed.
Getting there. It's in the feed. It's free.
You can get
it's
it.
It's free. Yeah.
Mondays, EVs. Tuesdays, Tech Guide. Wednesdays, EFTM. Thursdays, Two Blokes Talking Tech. Fridays, the private feed. And Saturdays, the best movies you've never seen. All here in Two Blokes Talking Tech, mate.
Sunday, day off.
Best value podcast feed in the world.
The best. The two blokes are working really hard for you, aren't they?
I'm a bit exhausted.
Yeah, me too. I'm tired.
Pretty hungry too.
Yeah, I'm starving.
Don't worry about that. I've got no food. I don't have mine. I've got something for you. See you, mate.
Uber Eats, mate.
I'll do it next week.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
This is Two Blokes Talking Tech.